Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo. We're talking about allowances. A quick look in the dictionary tells us that the word allowance comes from the verb allow, which means to provide or allot a certain amount for a purpose. In other words, if you give your kids an allowance, you are providing them with money for a purpose. What should that purpose be? An allowance only has a negative effect if parents refrain from dispensing values along with the money. So how much is too much? What sort of string should be attached to ensure accountability?
We suggest that you view an allowance as your child's opportunity to share a portion of the family's resources. This approach gives you the ability to talk rationally and negotiate responsibly with your children about money issues. Handled this way, allowances encourage involvement in the family and can be used to teach children to budget and also to deal with consequences.
Our second suggestion is that an appropriate allowance is that amount that you feel is appropriate. This approach gives you the freedom to create an allowance that fits your values and resources, as well as the specific items you believe an allowance should cover. In one family, a $5 weekly allowance might be the norm for a 10-year-old, although in another family, the norm might be twice as much.
Although you don't want to be a slave to your neighborhood's norms, you may not agree with the allowance amounts, you should take them into consideration. We can assure you that your children know how much allowance their friends and neighbors receive. In addition, you may want your 13-year-old to pay for her school supplies out of her allowance, though another parent may feel that these supplies are something the parent will supply, and the child should not be asked to pay for them.
Determining what's appropriate is a process that you should share with your child. Talk about why she is receiving X dollars and what it is intended to cover. By communicating allowance parameters to your child, you're communicating a rationale that contains your values.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.